This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome. I'm Roger Stone, and I'm sitting in for this Sunday evening broadcast for my good friend, Alex Jones. What a tumultuous time to be alive. It appears that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, a liberal Democrat who took $1 million from George Soros, is on the cusp of charging former President Donald Trump with what is essentially a campaign finance violation, bumping up what would normally, even if accurate or true, would be a misdemeanor to a felony in an attempt to undermine and destroy the president. This has not, based on what I know, the president has received no formal notification that he will be charged, but both the state and federal government leak like a sieve, and it is everywhere, of course, on the internet. This is, in my opinion, just the first domino in what could be a subsequent indictment in Fulton County, Georgia. Again, I don't believe the president has broken the law there. If you read the long transcript of his phone call with the Secretary of State and read the entire transcript, you can see that the out of context quotes that he just needs to find 11,000 some odd votes are bogus. This is yet another blatantly obvious political witch hunt. I also think it is entirely conceivable, pardon me, a Marco Rubio moment, that the president could yet be charged by special counsel Jack Smith in the January 6th matter or pertaining to these documents. This is political persecution. Donald Trump is being held to a standard that no other president has been held to. There is no evidence that he's done anything wrong. President has called for protests. It is vitally important that any public protest be peaceful, civil, and legal. Under no circumstances should anyone who chooses to protest in public in support of the president be goaded or tricked into any violent or illegal act. This is absolutely essential. The left would like no more than to incite violence and then blame Donald Trump or blame the America First Movement or the InfoWar community. There are great events coming up in New Jersey, in Laguna Hills, California, in Oklahoma, across the country, and of course in Palm Beach County, Florida, outside Donald Trump's palatial home. So it is on this occasion that we meet to talk politics. Coming up soon is the latest on an assault on me by Hunter Biden's high-priced lawyers. So stay tuned here at InfoWars. And while you're at it, I want you to grab Alex Jones's book, The Great Reset. One of the best ways you can support InfoWars and everything that's being done at this citadel of freedom and truth is by going to the InfoWars.com store and grabbing your autographed copy of Alex Jones's great book. This will be a collector's item for the rest of your life, it is essential to keep InfoWars afloat. Everyone is aware of the enormous economic and legal pressure Alex Jones is under, and therefore I urge you to support him by going to the InfoWars.com store. And if you don't buy his book, or maybe even if you do buy his book, there's a donate button you can go to right there at the InfoWars.com store. I'm Roger Stone, and yes, I'll be right back.
radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Analysis. Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Since my full and unconditional presidential pardon in the Soviet-style show trial I was subjected to by Robert Mueller, essentially convicted of lying about Russian collusion that never existed, we learned only after the trial, and that then by the order of a federal judge, that the last remaining redacted section of Robert Mueller's secret report withheld from my attorneys at trial, even Mueller could not sugarcoat the fact that he had found, quote, no factual evidence, close quote, against me regarding Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or any involvement in the phishing and publication of John Podesta's email. Therefore, I've been subjected now to a campaign of lawfare. This is when liberal groups and organizations or individuals file harassment, unsubstantiated, groundless, baseless lawsuits against you in an effort to blacken your name in the media, because they're always epically sensationalized, and force you to pay thousands of dollars in legal fees to defend yourself. You have no choice but to defend, no matter how ridiculous or baseless the charges may be, otherwise a default judgment will be entered against you. Now, I have received two different letters from Hunter Biden's high-powered and very expensive attorney, Abby Lowell, threatening to sue me over my public discussion of the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. Both I and my attorney, Tyler Nixon, received a letter several weeks ago urging us to preserve any documents in our possession regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. In my case, that would be no documents other than news clippings or stories that I have read about it. Everything I know about Hunter Biden's laptop, I either learned by reading it at the New York Post or Breitbart News or from the published material of the Marco Polo USA Foundation. I have no reason to believe that the material that I read about at the Post or the material published by the Marco Polo Foundation was obtained illegally, was stolen, or hacked. I believe it has been documented. And now I'm even being told that I cannot speak about it. I have no involvement whatsoever in the process in which these documents became public. There is a Hollywood producer, Kevin Morris, I think he's a lawyer screenwriter, who has come up with a wild conspiracy theory under which, because I know both Tyler Nixon and psychiatrist Keith Albo, I must have known or had possession or been involved in any way in the Hunter Biden laptop material making its way to the New York Post and other media outlets, including the Marco Polo Foundation. I'm not even certain where they obtained it, other than to say if they obtained it from the Post, they obtained it legally. This is yet another attempt to destroy me and my family. People know that my wife is winning an epic battle with cancer. I am broadcasting every day at StoneZone.live at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, with news, politics, history, and so on. And Hunter Biden's lawyers specifically object to my conversations online at the show at StoneZone.live. Pardon me, StoneZone.live. This is more of the left's attempt to silence me. I will not be silenced. I'm not all that interested whatsoever, really, in the details of Hunter Biden's personal life, as shocking as the material I have seen, but I'm far more focused on those matters of public corruption, influence peddling, and I think foreign influence buying, things that if Eric Trump or his brother did, they would have long been indicted. Consequently, let me say that I am not going to stop covering this matter. I think that Hunter Biden is a public figure under the New York Times versus Sullivan. I think I have an absolute right to discuss these matters. I find it amazing that the mainstream media gets a report that three members of the Biden family received approximately $3 million from Chinese interests, and they have no interest in that question. I wait for lawyer Tyler Nixon to join me because he has also received this letter. Tyler Nixon, attorney at law, represents me, joins us now. Tyler, welcome to the Stone Zone.
Well, good to be with you, Roger, as always. Yes, I was listening intently.
Good. Well, this is, as you know, you also received a letter from Hunter Biden's high-powered lawyers. Fabricated fairy tale that says that either you or I were involved in any way or knew in advance about the publication of Hunter Biden's laptop is false. I know there's a conspiracy theory out there. I've actually seen this really bizarre handwritten Unabomber-type chart that has both of our names on it, which falsely alleges that we, just because you're from Delaware and you know the political terrain, were somehow involved in this process. Do you have any reason to believe that the Hunter Biden laptop material that you've seen in public sources was either hacked or stolen or illegally obtained?
Absolutely not. And you know, the fact is that Hunter's walking himself into a real buzzsaw here in terms of he's given interviews in which he said, and you may recall it was an ABC interview. He said, I don't know if it's my laptop. It could have been stolen. It could have been hacked by the Russians. He's got all these different excuses, but there's just no question at this point. I mean, this is Clintonian in terms of attempting to obfuscate, to sort of deny without really denying, and to have it both ways, as Abby Lowell's letter does. You know, they claim, for example, they sued John Paul MacIsaac, who I've only met for the first time or even communicated with, spoken with ever in my life last October. Yet, as you mentioned, this ridiculous scratched out diagram purporting that you and I are somehow involved with the releasing of Biden's information from his laptop. I saw the name McGlinchey. I don't know. It's someone I know from there, the Biden retinue of flunkies, frankly, said something to the effect of Tyler Nixon's scene with John Paul MacIsaac in 2019, I think it was, which is ludicrous. I mean, 2019, I spent between Florida and Denver and eventually Washington working on your case with you. So, I mean, I don't have time to, and the funny thing about it is also, I've never owned an iPhone in my life, and I never will. And the only Apple computer I have is an Apple IIe that I bought in 1985. So I would have no reason to have ever met John Paul MacIsaac so the whole thing is just patently ludicrous. And it comes down to this, Roger, if you don't have the law on your side, you argue the facts. If you don't have the facts on your side, you argue the law. If you have neither on your side, you attack the witness. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they're not even attacking witnesses in this case. You're a high-profile target. They see an easy opportunity. They're probably raising money off of it for his defense fund. It wouldn't surprise me.
I'm clickbait. Let's face it, I'm clickbait. All right, Tyler Nixon, we're going to a hard break, and then we'll be right back for the discussion on the latest assault on me by the deep state. Hunter Biden's lawyer is now threatening to sue me simply because I've discussed the contents of his epically embarrassing laptop as published by the New York Post. I'll be right back with Tyler Nixon. This is Roger Stone sitting in for Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. These Sunday night broadcasts are really my favorite. And don't forget to stop by the Infowars.com store and grab Alex Jones's new book, The Great Reset. This is the plan to take America forward. It explains everything that's going on around us. A signed copy of this, I guarantee you, will be an heirloom, will be a highly prized collector's item, and you can get it online now at the Infowars.com store.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
That, of course, the voice of our 37th president, Richard Milhouse Nixon. If you didn't see the terrific segment with Tucker Carlson, in which Tucker Carlson revealed Nixon's full knowledge of the Central Intelligence Agency's involvement in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, where Nixon can actually be heard in a Watergate-era tape saying, "I know who shot John," in an effort to pressure the CIA. Tyler Nixon joins us again to go back to our discussion regarding Hunter Biden's latest attempts to intimidate both of us, deny us of our First Amendment rights. Don't you think Hunter Biden is a public figure under New York Times versus Sullivan?
No question. I mean, there's no question on earth. And even if he wasn't a public figure in the sense of being drawn into public scrutiny, media exposure, look, the fact is they try to claim he's a private citizen. He's acting on his own, whatever, of his own accord, doing his own private deals. That's just, I'm sorry, when you're the son of the president of the United States, you're communicating with him, you're setting up meetings with him involving his office, as Tony Bobulinski is clearly testified to, or would testify to, I'm sure, has said, you've introduced yourself, you've interjected yourself into the public sphere. There's no two ways about it. And the fact is also, on top of this, if they're trying to claim that this is some sort of political maneuver, Roger, whether they like it or not, you are a journalist in the sense you're exercising your First Amendment rights, not just to speak freely in politics, but I mean, your whole show is about news and political analysis and opinion. So, under New York Times v. Sullivan, it has to be actual malice, which means either you have to know what you said is false or you have to have a reckless disregard for the truth. Everything you obtained is from public sources. I mean, it's not as though they have this fantasy again with this Kevin Mars fantasy about you having somehow surreptitiously obtained this information. But, same with me. The only thing I've ever seen from Hunter Biden's laptop or hard drives or whatever is from public, has been published first, whether in the New York Post, whether by Marco Polo USA and Garrett Ziegler and his team's excellent work. But that's just, it's become a public controversy, and you certainly didn't comment in a way that made it a public controversy. It was long. I mean, you're talking coming up on 3 years now that this has been in the public sphere.
Look, here is the point. Were they to bring some litigation against me, they can expect the entire laptop file to be introduced as evidence, and they need to be prepared to have Hunter Biden be cross-examined about every last piece of it. There is no evidence that it was illicitly and illegally obtained. I think their lawsuit against John Paul McIsaac is harassment. I think they will lose it. This is just a lawfare. I have no choice but to ask people to go to StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com, because I'm not going to roll over, and I'm not going to basically give away my First Amendment rights. So if you want to support me in this fight, if you want me to be free to continue to defend the president who's under outrageous attack, if you want me to continue to give fair public commentary and expose the corruption of this administration, please go to StoneDefenseFund.com, and God will bless you for it. It is absolutely outrageous in the sense that I think the real focus here needs to be actually on the president. He said publicly he knows nothing, was not involved in Hunter's business dealings. There's now substantial evidence that that is a lie. Emails, photographs, other records, as well as witnesses. And the way he just brushes off saying, well, no members of my family received money from China. That's not true. But based on what I read in the New York Post today, it is true. So it is extraordinarily cavalier. But this is the classic liberal tactic. of distracting from the content of the information by creating a false controversy about how it became public. As I understand it, Hunter Biden signed a service agreement that specifically stipulated that if the laptop was not picked up within 90 days after the services on it had been performed and paid for, that the laptop would become the property of the shop owner, in this case, John Paul McIsaac. He, according to what I read online or at the New York Post, gave it to the FBI. The FBI did nothing. He ultimately elected to give it to former New York Mayor Giuliani, who vetted it for authenticity and passed it on to the New York Post. I don't think any of that is in dispute, nor do I think any of it is illegal. But I was not involved in that process, despite the fact that I found the information extraordinary. But everybody has a right to ask whether there has been a Chinese or Russian or Ukrainian or Romanian or U.S. influence peddling, corruption, lobbying without registering, and whether the president of the United States is compromised with monies he took from foreign powers. It is a legitimate question, but as you know, they were able to silence it. So you're right, Hunter Biden's going from, it's Russian disinformation, it may be mine, it may not be mine, I've lost so many laptops, I'm not sure, to you have my laptop information, you must disgorge it and apologize, which is not going to happen, in all honesty.
You just seem to be a favorite target of theirs, Roger. I'm sorry, I guess it speaks volumes to how effective you've been over the years, the fact that they always target you. Even this is such a stretch, it's ridiculous. But, you know, it's kind of like the revolving China story. You know, I think 5-6 years ago, we never had any business with China. Oh, well, then it evolved into, no. Well, we had legitimate business dealings with a Chinese energy company, but Joe wasn't involved at all. Then it was, Joe might have known. I didn't even admit that. But, I mean, it's just, the point is, it's been an evolving story. And the fact that, you know, it really is kind of scary how out of touch Joe himself is from this. I mean, I guess I don't know if he's in touch with reality generally, but they asked him point blank, you know, what do you say of the $1 million that was wired through one of the cronies, Walker, I think his name is, it was like $3 million, and then it was divvied up almost immediately amongst James Biden, Hunt, and Hallie. You know, this new person brought into the equation, Beau's widow, and then became Hunt's girlfriend, really sorted. And then I guess, we don't need to get into that part of it. But, you know, she received $25,000. And this is not, there's no question about this. I mean, these are bank records. This is, I understand, it came from Bank of America. It was subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee the House Oversight Committee, James Comey. Oof, yeah, horrible name from the past. But anyway, and Biden was asked point blank about it. He says, not true. And it just shows you either he's completely delusional or he's so fluid at lying. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, he'll deny it.
All right. Tyler Nixon joining us to discuss the latest legal threats of Hunter Biden against both of us. Baseless. We have no involvement in how this became public. But we do have a First Amendment right to continue to talk about it, and I intend to do that. This is Roger Stone. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones. We're having a discussion next with New York City Police Officer Salvatore Greco, canned by the woke New York City Police Department. Well, different rules for different people, as you will hear. I'm Roger Stone. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show.
We now have three new game-changing products. They're in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora and your overall health. What it does is essential, but read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Bernie Sanders, and there's a lot of corruption in this country. And if you want to hear about corruption, then you'll listen to Roger Stone on InfoWars, because he tells the truth.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Multiple leaks at both the state and federal level indicate that President Donald Trump will be charged by the county district attorney in Manhattan County in New York State, in which the Soros-funded prosecutor elects to prosecute a case that five previous federal prosecutors declined to prosecute. This, I think, will bounce and inure to the president's political benefit because the political nature of this is so obvious. Early polling that I've seen show the president getting quite a bounce out of the fact that the American people recognize that this is a political hit job. Should he be charged in Fulton County, I think that would only turbocharge the political response. The one thing that can mar this is any act of violence or lawlessness or any inappropriate act at the public protests that the president has called for. So if you are an InfoWarrior or a patriot or an American and you choose to protest publicly, keep it peaceful, keep it civil, keep it legal. Do not be goaded into violence. Joining us now is a gentleman who is a 14-year veteran of the New York City Police Department. Salvatore Greco is a proud son of Staten Island. He is a friend of mine, and simply because he is a friend of mine, despite an unblemished record of service to the people of New York City, where he has served as a police officer, pulling the graveyard shift in some of the most dangerous and undesirable precincts in the city. He was terminated by the New York City Police Department, denied his pension, and has basically spent his life savings on an attorney to try to win justice in his case. He was terminated under a New York City police regulation that says that he cannot consort with people who have or may or engaged in crimes. Interestingly enough, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, when he was a police captain, admitted to consorting with both the Reverend Louis Farrakhan and Mike Tyson, both convicted felons, and charged under the same regulation. His vacation days were docked 15 days. This is an outrageous case against Sal Greco, who is not involved in any way in any inappropriate or illegal activity on January 6th, although we were together in the Willard Hotel. Sal Greco joins us now.
Thanks for the introduction, Roger, and it's great to be here on the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, it's been a blessed day. It's a Sunday. We were at church together, and, you know, it's all the faith and it's all the support I'm getting out there with the belief in God and Christ, and that we go to church every Sunday that has helped me get through this this whole ordeal.
Well, I know you are praying for justice. There were major developments in your case this past week when it was reported that Cardi B, a convicted criminal, an admitted gang member, was welcomed by the top brass of the New York City Police Department to the police academy. Why is that not a violation of the exact same regulation that the New York Police Department says you violated?
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that, Roger. So the problem here is that the police commissioner had to have known about this because they invited Cardi B into a secure police facility, and they violated the exact rule they stated I violated. You cannot knowingly associate with someone who is likely to have engaged in or engaged in criminal activity. They kept claiming that was you. But now you're seeing that Cardi B, who's also a convicted criminal and gang member and was escorted around the entire police academy, a secure police facility, also falls under this. So every officer, including the police commissioner that invited her, would have need to have an investigation on them and be terminated under the same clause that they said that I was terminated for. Roger, if you remember, they said that it was corrosive for me to be employed, continue employment in the New York City Police Department due to my relationship with you. So how is it not corrosive for, I don't know, every member of the police department, civilian and police officers that were associating with Cardi B that day? It's a comparable argument. I can't wait to litigate this in the court.
It is outrageously unfair. Sal Greco has had to pay for attorneys. He has spent his life savings in this fight. He has an excellent chance. He has filed an excellent federal lawsuit. The judge accepted amendments pertaining to the double standard in the treatment of Cardi B and the treatment of Salvatore Greco. You can help this brave New York police officer who's done nothing whatsoever wrong by going to helpthisnycop.com, helpthisnycop.com. We have a graphic there somewhere. There you see him. It is yet again lawfare. This is where they tried to use the process. Now, in your case, I believe there is substantial evidence that the New York City Police Department lied about the nature of warrants to get obtain information, alluded to your involvement with narcotics or drugs, which is entirely false. You were never dole tested. There was never any such accusation. They also, I think, illegally obtained sealed records, conceivably mine, Kristen Davis, your own records, which I think were illegally obtained. This is really a hit job by the woke New York City Police Department. There is no chance whatsoever that Eric Adams, the mayor, didn't know that Cardi B was going to a police facility. But it was Eric Adams who famously once said, there can't be rules for some people, but different rules for Eric. He was talking about disclosure in some of his dealings. But the larger point is exactly right. You are being persecuted because you are a personal friend of mine. The claim that you provided uncompensated security for me is false. There is no such term under the regulations or the law. I never paid you anything. You are my friend. Just like Frank Sinatra was friends with Jilly Rizzo. No, Jilly Rizzo was not Frank's bodyguard. Look it up on Wikipedia. He was his friend. And this persecution is outrageous. I also must mention that a great story in today's New York Daily News, however, in the headline, they refer to me as Trump Flunky Stone. How's that for pejorative? Trump Flunky Stone. There are a number of other small mistakes in the story, but by and large, they have it right. You are being victimized because you're a friend of mine, and you are a friend and a supporter of President Donald Trump. Can we throw that graphic up for helplessnycop.com? Oh, that's a picture of Sal Greco.
Yeah.
We will. There it is. I see. They went to the site. We need your support. There it is again. Helplessnycop.com. Sal Greco is prepared to fight this out and has an excellent chance in federal court, but he needs your support. So help this patriot. He's done absolutely nothing wrong. He's been very brave in terms of speaking out about it, but he really needs your support. Thank you, Sal Greco.
That's right. And everybody out there that supports me, you can support me at helplessnycop.com. But really, folks, it's the prayers. It's all the support you're giving me that's making a world of difference. You know, I've lost my savings, my pension, my job. I've lost friends. But you know what I never lost? I never lost my faith. And that's what's keeping me going. And I should keep everybody going. We're in this battle together. It's a spiritual war. And it's a fight for the spirit of the country. It's a spiritual war. Keep praying. Keep believing. Thank you all for your support.
All right. There you have it, Sal Greco. Stick with us because Adam King of the Adam King Show had an exclusive interview with West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, and you're going to want to hear all about it. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals, turmeric toothpaste, and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and I'm sitting in for Alex Jones. I cannot stress the importance of the survival of InfoWars.com. It has been a beacon of truth and real news through all of the Trump years. And while I don't agree with everything Alex Jones has ever said, nor does he agree with everything that I have said, I feel strongly about his First Amendment rights as I do about my own. So the single best way you can help Alex Jones in his fight is by going to the InfoWars.com store and buying one of the great InfoWars products. But if you want an heirloom, if you want an actual piece of history, I recommend his new book, American Reset, The War for the World. This is, as you know, an absolute blueprint of what is happening now and what is going to happen. Alex Jones has been ahead of the curve on so many public issues that this is well worth your getting. And you can get an autographed copy, something you will pass on to your children and grandchildren, by going to InfoWars.com now. I do want to stress, we talked about this in our opening segment, there has been no formal notification to President Trump that he is going to be charged on Tuesday. He's reacting to highly credible leaks from both state and federal officials. But, of course, nothing is certain. The president has called for protest. Let me repeat again that I think that this witch hunt against the president
a similar witch hunt conducted in Fulton County, and perhaps even federal charges against him, will actually strengthen him politically as the American people recognize that he is being persecuted and held to a standard no one else has been held to in American public life. The only thing that can mar that is any act of violence or lawlessness or incivility tomorrow. There are provocateurs out there who would love to goad you into inappropriate acts. So I urge anyone who does choose to go out and protest publicly in response to the president's call to act responsibly and remember to keep it peaceful. We didn't grab this last time. I do want to say for those of you who enjoyed our segment with Officer Salvatore Greco, you can support his federal lawsuit by going to helpthisnycop.com. We appreciate his time. He is a patriot, a proud son of Staten Island, and he deserves your support. While we are waiting, we hope to bring you a connection to Adam King of the Adam King Show. You can see his videos at band.tv. He has a dynamic interview with West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. We want to show you, and he joins us now.
Hey, Roger, how you doing?
Mazel, great to see you, my brother.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm really jealous of you. I want to be sued by Hunter Biden. What do I got to do to get sued by Hunter Biden?
Well, evidently, all you have to do is express your First Amendment rights about material that you've read in the public domain, which is what I have done. But in all honesty, for those who have not gotten the Marco Polo report, which can be obtained online, it is authoritative. I have every reason to believe it was legally obtained, and I find it really shocking on many levels. Without going into detail, I urge people to go to MarcoPoloUSA.com and decide for themselves. .org, I apologize. MarcoPoloUSA.org and decide for yourself. Adam, you do a very lively show out of L.A. I know you as a cannabis advocate, a bit of a libertarian, but an America First patriot, and I'm glad that you could join us. You had a groundbreaking interview with West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. Patrick Morrissey seems to me to be an unsung hero of the America First movement. Tell us about this.
Right. So Attorney General Patrick Morrissey of West Virginia just won a landmark case against the EPA and Supreme Court. And what this did was it limited the amount, the ability for federal bureaucracies to make new laws. And it basically said that Congress is the only authority to actually make laws, and that these three-letter agencies, the EPA, the FBI, the IRS, DHS, they don't have the ability to make laws. So, you know, it has much wider effect than just the EPA. We had him on the show. The show's a great friend to Patrick Morrissey. We encourage everybody to go to teammorrissey.com and see all the good stuff that he's doing. This guy is on fire. And I was telling you this earlier, Roger. You know, so much so the PSYOP gets us, and it says that we have to wait for the elections to make change, and the only way to make changes is through elections. And why is this a PSYOP? Because we could take names right now at the Supreme Court, just like Patrick Morrissey is doing, just like other states' attorneys generals are doing, like Daniel Cameron, who's running for governor of Kentucky. These guys are killing it for the American people. We don't have to wait for elections to defeat the New World Order and the deep state.
All right. We have how long is that? We have a clip of that great interview. We got about almost 4 minutes. I think we have time to run it. Let's do that.
Bannon, I always wondered, you know, like if an attorney general such as yourself can fight fire with fire and launch frivolous cases on them, like in this use fire with fire. The Steve Bannon case was a simple misallocations of funds. I think it didn't even cover $200,000. Well, I'm sure in the vast a hoard of Clinton Foundation funds, you know, there's been a misallocation of funds in West Virginia. I wonder if we could prosecute these people, you know, based in, you know, the exact same methods that they're using to prosecute us and to silence us. We should just be using it to them. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I my perspective is this. I think the best thing we could do, I was asked this at the CPAC panel the other day, and they said, what's the most important thing we could do to reinstill confidence in law enforcement in our country? And I think that the number one thing we could do is say that law enforcement is a noble profession and you should join it. And the best thing we do is lead by example and do the right thing. And so this may be a little bit different than what others say, but I'm a believer that when you look at what we do when it comes to enforcement of the laws, I'm going to be blind to political affiliation and economic status. And they're going to know every time we're enforcing law, we're doing it the right way. Now, I absolutely agree with you. These people are abusing and they're butchering the system and they're trying to advance a political agenda through enforcement mechanisms. We need to call them out and push back at them. Now, you know, we don't have very much original prosecutorial power in West Virginia through our office, but we need to unify people, let them know that kind of abusive tactic is not going to get tolerated. And there should be a response reprisal when people are abusing their authority. If you abuse your oath of office, then you need to be thrown out of office. And I think that's really important. But we have to make sure we get the right people in place. Obviously, we need good judges. We need good people in terms of the ethics positions and the legal discipline. Because all that, if it's left to the wrong people, can be abused.
So, Adam, you had a specific view as to how everything the Attorney General just said applies in the area of election integrity.
Right. So, election integrity, you know, these states have they went off and made their own laws on so many things in 2020 with not throwing out unnamed ballots, issuing everybody mail-in ballots. And the Attorney General somewhat agreed with me, somewhat disagreed with me that there was issues that his Supreme Court case could give precedence to, and he's going to lean in there. But as far as election integrity is concerned, he said it best. We're going to have to show up at the ballot box in mass numbers like we never had before. And we're also going to have to hold these agencies accountable that are breaking the law. If you watch our full interview, Bandaw video at the Adam King Show, you could see he goes into depth about what the situation that happened in Pennsylvania. And unfortunately, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled we can't do anything about that. So we're stuck now.
I'd be interested to hear his theory. I think it is largely a states' rights issue. I'm afraid we have to wrap it up there. Adam King, the Adam King Show. Tell people where they can see you.
Yeah, I'm at theadamkingshow.com, but check me out on Bandaw Video. That's my main feed. And Roger, you're our guest tomorrow, are you not?
Yes, I am going to be on tomorrow.
All right, we're killing it.
All right, there we have it, our friend Adam King. I'm Roger Stone. I'll be...
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.